Okay, Rabosei, we'll do a little bit on the sugya that we started yesterday. Very interesting story, but the story also has a very interesting layer of inyanim that come out of it in a lot of different directions, and we'll focus on some of those things today. So the story was brought in Derech Agav because of the story that was mentioned earlier, as Rashi noted, where somebody exposed himself to an investigation because of the way he spoke. And they found that, in fact, there was a problem in his yichus and so on. The next story is about a non-Jew who was boasting about the fact that he was eating from the Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra had to find a way to expose him so that people would realize that it was improper. A non-Jew is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So the ruse was that he would ask for the aliyah, which, of course, by a lamb would be brought on the Mizbeach. And when they realized that he said that I wanted the tail, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra had this idea for him, they realized there must have been a way to communicate the fact that he was not legitimate, and that's in fact what they found out. And as a result, it says that they killed him. So that's the story for itself. The issues that we'll talk about today are really twofold. There are more issues to come when we get to the Tosus. Tosus is going to raise issues of how they can believe him to say he was Jewish. That's one issue in Tosus. Another issue in Tosus has to do with why Yehuda ben Becerra himself didn't go to be Ola Regel, and why he didn't bring a Karban Pesach. And that's another inyan by itself that's tangential to the story, but something, of course, that we're going to look at in Mirz Hashem as well. But that's the Tosus. For today, I want to look at two inyanim that are dealt with in the Minchas Chinuch, both very interesting inyanim. One having to do with the basis for the believing him and being able to judge a chi of misa on him based on his own testimony. I mean, after all, how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, how did they know anything about him? I mean, they discovered that he was who he was. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra also, Rashi says, could have killed him if he would have had the power. That means that the very fact that he told Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that this is what I'm doing would have been enough evidence for Yehuda ben Becerra to carry out the onesh. But Rashi says he was incapable of doing it. And then, of course, the question becomes that which the other ones killed him, what was that based on? That was based on, of course, some aveira that he committed that would be worthy of a capital crime, of a capital punishment. And what was that aveira? Which, of course, gets us to the question of what, in fact, is the nature of the aveira of ko b'necha lo yochel bo, which is the pasuk, the first of the two psukim that he quoted, that the pasuk says ko b'necha lo yochel bo b'chol ora lo yochel bo. What's the nature of these isurim? So let's first talk about the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav. Minchas Chinuch, of course, is so famous for bringing inyanim up to the forefront, and then, of course, it opens up the door for much more pilpul that many Achronim begin to run with. So just to get acquainted with the raid here, okay? It just comes out of the Gemara. So in Mitzvah Chavav, Parshas Yisro, Mitzvah Chavav, Os, Tes Zayin, in a Minchas Chinuch, if you have a Minchas Yerushalayim edition, it's Amud Kuf Gamed Beis. I don't know if any had a chance to see it or has it, but I will read slowly. Okay, so the comment is as follows. The Chinuch writes, this is part of a larger mitzvah, it discusses not to believe in other gods, but in the middle of that discussion, the Chinuch mentions that this is a mitzvah not just limited to Jews, it's also limited to non-Jews. So he discusses a halacha relating to non-Jews worshipping Avodah Zarah, believing in other gods. And the Chinuch writes that there's a difference between the way that you try a case for a Jew and for a non-Jew. Says the Chinuch, Umin ha-chilukim shebein Yisrael l'shar ha-umos b'inyin ha-mitzvahs ha-mutalos ala kol. Even though there are shared mitzvahs that are applicable to non-Jews as well as Jews, she-Yisrael lo yischayev la-olam b'lo eidem v'asra. When it comes to a Jew, there has to be what's called a due process with eidem and asra in order to give the punishment. U-shar ha-umos ein tzvichim hasra. There's no need for asra because, like the Gemara says, ashara san zui misasan. The fact that the Torah put on the books the ashara, that's sufficient. That doesn't need to be asra to differentiate shogig and mezid. It's the same. Then what we need for our union is the next sentence. V'chein yischayivu gam kin behodoas pihem. Ma she'en kin b'Yisrael she'tzorach edim. That's the second distinction, says the Chinuch, that when it comes to a non-Jew, if they're modeh to the crime, they can become liable to the punishment. For Yisrael, you can't be modeh for a chiyuv. For mammon, of course, you could do hodas v'odin kimei edim dami, but for a chiyuv knas, for a chiyuv misa, for an onesh based in, you're not going to be chayiv based on hodas piv. And then he goes on to say the other chilukim, the umos ha'olam, it's asaras and zulim misas, and it's always capital punishment. For kai Yisrael, there could be other karbanos, other chiyuv and karban malchus, and so on. Within this nekuda that the Chinuch mentions, that for non-Jews, b'nei Noach, yischayvu behodas pihen, mash'eken b'Yisrael shetzorach eidim. So this is, of course, the question that's going to emerge in our Gemara. Rashi had said that Rav Yehuda ben Beseira was not in a position to carry out the chiyuv misa that the others ended up carrying out. What the chiyuv misa was based on, that will be the other point that we'll get to eventually in the other Minchas Chinuch. But L'chaira, how does he know about it? Because he's modeh that he did this. I mean, he's a ben Noach, and he says, this is what I've been doing. So how does that enough of a basis that David ben Beseira, were he able to carry out the onesh, he could do it? Well, the Chinuch says that, in fact, yischayvu bo'das pihem. But it's not as simple as it sounds. It says the Minchas Chinuch, it should depend on the following issue. Why is a person not neman al atzmo? Why is a person not believed to say edus on themselves? Says the Minchas Chinuch, there are two possible explanations. We know the expression Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, at first glance, means that it's a psul of kurva. Kurva, Karov is a psul of edus, right? L'yumsu abos abanim. That you can't, that we interpret that to mean that lo yumsu avos al edus banim, ubanim lo yumsu al avos, means that you can't put to death a father because of the testimony of the son, or vice versa. In other words, a karv is pasul edus. So one could argue that when it comes to adam karv etzel atzmo, the nature of the psul is a psul of kurva. Now, that psul kurva was not said by Bnei Noach. So therefore, if the idea of why Hodas Piv doesn't work for a Jew is because of Korva, then we understand why it's different for Ben Noach. However, another way to understand the idea of Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmo is like we had a little bit in Makizman, a Davav, that the psul of Baal Davar is not so much a psul, that's maybe not the right word, but we said that you're not an aid at all. You're not an aid at all. You can't say Eidus on yourself. Edus means you're talking about somebody else. You are describing something other than what you did. The players in the story are not Edim. There's Edim and there's the actors. The mucker for this idea was, if you remember Davav, who remembers from Makis, the Raivis Pshat in the Gemara, that we don't say the halacha of Nimtza Karvo Paso Edusim Beteila, because when we're talking about a Baldavar, Psova Baldavar, the Mekaime Davar Kasav Medaber, and that ends up saying that we don't apply the psul of Kurva, and by extension, the idea that if one of the Edom is a Karov Memelo, all the other Edom are also disqualified, if what we're talking about is not a psul Edus, but a non-Edus. It's just not an Ed at all. No, if that would be the idea, so maybe a Ben Noach, you don't need two Edom, you can have one Ed, but it has to be an Ed. If you're not an Ed, then you're nothing. So, and if you're nothing, then how could you say that that you can carry out an onesh based on hodas atzma? So let's just read it. That's the basic tamsis of what the Minchas Chinuch says. Let's just read a little bit here in the Minchas Chinuch inside. Din zeh chidesh harav ha-machara midai to harachava. This halacha, this sentence, that Bnei Noach are to be punished based on their own confession, is a chidesh of the Sefer HaChinuch. I don't have a mocker in Gemara, although that's on the bottom, they think they find a few makoros, maybe in the Chilta and Yushalmi, but the Minchas Chinuch says there's no mocker in Gemara, v'lo berambam, and not in the Rambam, de ben Noach yischayev v'hodas atzma. Okay, so that's a chiddush of the chinuch. Does it make sense? Ach, divi harav ha-machaber nechonim b'taimam. But the logic makes sense. It follows. Why? It says that minchas chinuch, as we just spoke out, the cave on the hod de'ena neman al-atzmo, mevor b'sanhedrin dav tesa mebeiz, ayin sugi b'poni ravani. When a person says, Abis Poni or Vani Gritsoni, and the whole Lacha Pogina Dibura, whatever. So, what does the Gemara say? Unkarbi Tzalatzmo, that's the problem. Im Kain Haksumi Tam Karov. The Gam be Israel, Imhu made, Baatzmo made, in Acher Imo, who Rakeid Echad. So then it's Karov is a problem of an aid. Achafila Eid Echad in Mitzdarf Machmas Karov. Abu Benoch, the Nerek Beid Echad, Al Pikarov, Benoch, he can have Eid Echad, he can have a Karov, but can Lama Yenem and Alatsmo, Al Kin to be a Rav, Hamachabe Bar Milu. That's an expression that you'll know from the Pasuk in Iyov that we had earlier in the Amud, Bar Milu, right? Das Fasa Bar Milu. That's an expression used a lot. The Nerek Al Piatsmo, Kinerek Al Pikarov, the Al Pied Echad. That's all good. What's the other side of the equation? Ach, the Das Arrived. The Ravid's take on that Gemara in Sanhedrin and also in Makis Davav, Shapirish Besugidal Atzmo Eino Begeder Edus, Ayin Rush and Makis, the Turcha Shemishbat, the Loshayach Edus Shabatla Miksasa Rak Bekrovim, Avalo Al Atzmo Sheino Begeder Edus. This is a well known issue by Advar Matikim, Berishonim, Beachronim, and Cain. Al Kopanim, Kevin the Alfinan Kan Begemar Besanhedrin, Nun Zain on the base by the Sugis of Bene Noach. Thou call upon him tzarech aid. Two aid you don't need, but one aid you need, you need aid. Im ken efsher, kevin dehu ena begeder aidus al atzmo, tibim bekai midab akas of medaber, ayin sham bimakas davav, im ken efsher de ena nera gabi atzmo, kime ena aid klal, lo machmas karov. That's a very interesting ha'arad mitchas chinuch. So this chidush of the mitchas, of the chinuch, might depend on the nature of the halacha of Adam Karbi Tzalatzmo. And again, the diuk that we have from our Rashi would obviously suggest the chidush of the chinuch, that Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, were he able to kill this Nachri, he would have done it. He only knows the facts from the Hodah of the Nachri. That's enough, like we see in the chinuch, but it might depend on this chakira. Just another maramakum. I know this is a very big inyan that you can find a lot written on. I remember who brought it in, but I remember from way back seeing this come up. Those of you who know a little bit of Nach, so in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Beis, so you know the story there of how David gets the report of how Shaul died. So what happened? Who remembers the story? There was a person who came to David. He was in Sikleg, I think, and he was in Amaleki, and he describes the circumstances of Shaul's death and how Shaul was telling him he's about to fall on his sword and he didn't want to be killed by the enemy. And he says, "You kill me." And this person explained to David that that's what he did. And David said to him, your mouth, you know, gave it away that this is what you did. And he ordered that person killed. So the pashtus of that story in Shmuel Beis also would suggest, like the Sefer HaChinuch's Chidush, that a Ben Noach is killed based on his own Hodah. Remember, that's definitely one of the makoros that's also brought into the discussion. So that's all one inyan that comes up in this Gemara indirectly.
Rabbi?
Questions, yes.
According to the second understanding of why a person who testifies about himself wouldn't be chayav. How does that relate to a chiluk between Jew and non-Jew? If it's a person testifying.
Yeah, because the halacha is based on the sugis and Sanhedrin that a ben Noach is nerag even the Eid Echad and even Aide Karov. The psuk kurva, the Eidus doesn't apply by Bnei Noach and you don't need two aid and even one aid. But you need an aid. So that's exactly the nafkamina. If Adam Karbei Tzalatzmo is a psul of kurva, then it won't apply to Bnei Noach. But if Adam Karbei Tzalatzmo is not pshat, that he's a karov, and it's a psul of kurva, it's that he's not an aid. Based on the Lashna Gemara that explained the Gemara over there, that you only spoil it from the for the others if you're an aid, pasul. If you're a non-A, then it's like you don't. Everyone else can be what they are, and you don't spoil it for them. So that means that he's not an A. He's not an A. He can't count for anything. You don't even have one aid.
Right. So, Rabbi, so I'm asking is that within that second possibility, for the second side, so then there wouldn't be a nakamina between a Jew and a non-Jew?
Right, right. So the chiddush of the chinuch should depend on this chakira. That's what Minchas Chinuch is pointing out.
So he's just pointing out is that the reason lechora why it would be true is because it would be hold like it's probably like the first tzad.
That's right. You know, if he wants to be toler the chiddush of the chinuch that he says he did not find anywhere in the Gemara or the Rambam, he wants to make it. He says it makes sense if you go one way and not the other in terms of okay. Let's now go. Yes, question.
Just a quick question. I was just wondering, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, was it like halakhically he wasn't able or he wasn't physically able
No. Rashi's kavana is that he couldn't do it. He didn't have the means to do it. Rashi's lashon, let's take another look at the lashon. Rashi says, Rav Yehuda ben Maaser, one second. Yeah, mikasafelach klum nos mucham mina alia, but niskaven lat also sheyelech od yisav al haalia. Ubiyad Rav Yehuda ben Maaser lo haya lo hargo. Biyad, it wasn't biyado to lo hargo. Means he didn't have the means to do it. It means somehow practically it wasn't shaykh for him to do it. He wanted him to get punished, and that's how he was able to do it by sending him back with this new talking point to ask for the aliyah, and that led everybody to raise their eyebrows and do the investigation. That's why they appreciated how he had that type of chachma and hashpa, and they sent him back the message that you're a netzivan and your net is spread in Yerushalayim because we're able to carry out to vet this person who was taking from the Karban Pesach. But the point is, there's a chi of misa, which we'll discuss now what it's coming from. But had Rav Yehuda ben Maaser, had he had the ability to do it, he would have done it, Rashi's saying. So that means that he would have been able to be done, this person, based on the edus of his own confession. Again, biyad, Rashi sounds like he just didn't have the means to do it. Not he wasn't halachically able. To the contrary, that was our whole deal. Halachically, he could do it. That's the raya to the chinuch, right? You follow me? That's the raya that he could have done it had he had the means to do it. Rashi doesn't.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ellie, yeah. Ellie.
Rebbe specifically not saying that biyad can mean that he didn't have like the kilu, the evidence to do it. So that's meaning it's saying like the other side, it's saying like the raya, and he couldn't personally do it. It's not in his, he didn't have the evidence, so he had to catch him in the act.
I think that to learn that in Rashi's Iker Chasim and HaSefer, if Rashi's Kavana was that he couldn't do it halachically, Rashi should tell you why he couldn't do it halachically. You're saying it's self-understood because it's so pashut that you can't be done based on a hoda, because it's so pashut that a hoda is not an edus at all. I mean, if he's narag al-pi eid echad, and this is considered an al-pi karov, and Adam Karbet Zalatzmo is Karov, then he has everything he needs. So to learn it to Rashi, that Rashi took for granted the other side of the Chakira, even though in Davav and Makis, we did think Rashi learns Oderach the Ravid, but to me it's too much missing in Rashi. If you say that Rashi meant the practical component, Rashi doesn't have to say why it's not practical. Rashi says, I don't know why, but it simply wasn't Shaykh for him to do it, so he had to do it this way. Then I think the Pashut reading of Rashi would not be mashma that it's not halachic constraint, it was simply not feasible for him in a practical manner. That was how I took the Rashi. Mayor.
Also, if there were a halacha constraint, then how would the people later be able to kill him?
Yeah, because they saw him taking the Karban Pesach, Mistama, that would be like they could have had Aiden that testified that once they knew he was a guy, then they could have had a Din Torah and whatever it is, and someone would have testified that this person was, they remember the last year he did it. I mean, whatever it was, you know. That could have gone forward.
This year, he didn't take the Karban Pesach because he asked for the aliyah and they didn't give it to him.
Right, right. So it could be it was based on what they testified from the year before. It could be. I mean, there could be people remembered him from every year. This guy's been making himself pretend like a Jew. So it could be that would have been enough to have a Din Torah in a Hanami. That could have worked out that way. But for Yehuda ben Maaser, all he had was the person himself. Okay, yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
Rabbi, also, why are we assuming in Pshat Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser didn't see him eat the actual the actual parts.
Sidra was not a Yerushalayim. He was a Netzivim. That's going to be our discussion next week, next year, really, in Tosfos, with the question of why he didn't go to the Ola Rego. Right? Netzivim, was Tosfos going to point out, was Chutz Laaretz, whatever. It was not, he wasn't there. He only knows what this person was telling him.
So he ate it, but he ate it in Yerushalayim and came back and was bragging about it elsewhere.
Yeah, he was bragging, exactly. Okay, fine. That's exactly what it is, yeah. Okay, one more Inyan.
What was the Isser that he violated?
That's our next discussion. That's where we're going right now. That's the second part of the Shir, okay? That's the other. Now, we're going to go to the Mechas Chinuch. I gave you two Mechas Chinuchs, right? So this is, the one is in as we just pointed out, in the Simon Chav, was it Chavav, rather, right? Was it Chavdalet or Chavav? I forget already.
Chavav.
Now we're going to go to Mitzvah Yudalet. So the Mitzvah Yudalet is, as the heading of the Chinuch is as follows. Shelo nachil min ha-Pesach leger v'toshev. That we are not to feed part of the Karban Pesach, to hand piece of the Karban Pesach to a ger, to a toshev. We'll see the definitions in a minute. Shelo lahachil mibsar ha-Pesach leger u-le-toshev. Shenemar toshev v'sachir lo yochel bo. V'ha-toshev, reading from the Chinuch, Hatoshav hu adam min ha'umos shekiba olav shalolav adav adizar ba'ochon avelos. We call him a ger toshav, right? He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He has the privilege of being in Eretz Yisrael to live there, and we can support him. And that's because of his commitment, according to this shita, that the definition is he was mekabel not to do avadizara, but he eats nevela, he eats non-kosher. It's basically a commitment, you could say, to Zion mitzvahs. Here he calls it avadizara. V'sachir hu sheger shemo v'lo tabal. He's not yet fully Jewish. So even though he has the milah, but it's not going to be enough for him, and therefore it's de facto a non-Jew. And that's another isser not to give, that's included in this isser not to give to him in the Karban Pesach. Now notice how the Chinuch formulates this isser. The Lashna Pasik Toshav V'sachir Lo Yochal Bo. Again, a ger Toshav, a ger, Shemov Lo Tavel, meaning he's not just Jewish, meaning a guy, a non-Jew. And you have the other pasuk, Ko Benecho Yochabo, which could include also a non-Jew. It also includes a Mishumad. But you have the psukim that tell us that a non-Jew shall not eat of the Karban Pesach. The way that the Chinuch is formulating this mitzvah is, the Isser is to give from the Karban Pesach to this individual who's not fully Jewish, who's not Jewish. So the formulation is an Isser of being machil, the Karban Pesach. Now, the Rambam also formulates it that way. The Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Hamachil Kezayis. I want you to also notice, the Shir is Kezayis. That's what the Rambam says as well. Hamachil Kezayis Mina Pesach, Bein Mi Pesach Rishon, Bein Mi Pesach Sheni, it could be either one. L'mishumad l'avodizara. That's part of Kol Benecho Yochabo. To someone who's a mishumad, he converted to avodizara, to worship avodizara. O l'ger toshav osachir, or a ger toshav who's not Jewish. Osachir, that's the Movel Otaval case. Hareza ober belosase. So you violate a laugh. The inoloke, we'll have to see about the inoloke part. The Ram says inoloke. Elamakin osomakas mardus. Uben Nechar Amar Batorah Zeha Oved El Nechar means a Meshumad. Ve'in Machilin Mimenu Lagoy Afil Ger Toshav O Sachir Shenemar Toshav Esachol Yochal Bo. So the Rambam gives you the two pesukim, the pasuk of Ger Toshav Esachol Yochal Bo, the pasuk of Kol Ben Nechar. The Rambam uses for Meshumad. Okay, this individual he quoted the Kol Ben Nechar Yochal Bo for a non-Jew, but either way, there's clearly an Isser for a non-Jew to have the Karban Pesach. But what is the Isser as defined in the Rambam? The Isser is not to be machil from the Karban Pesach, a kezayis, to this individual. The interesting thing is the Smag, one of the Bali Tosis is a Smag. He wrote a Sefer on Mitzvahs. The Smag is very much influenced by the Rambam when he formulates Mitzvahs. And you see the way he writes about a mitzvah, you can see a lot of times how the Rambam's understanding is mashpia on the snag, and you could sometimes add a little bit that you could understand the Rambam based on that. But here and there, the snag parts ways with the Rambam. Even if he'll count the mitzvah that the Rambam counts, he'll write something a little different than the way the Rambam wrote. And here's an example. Smag, lav, the lavin, simin shin nun dalit. That's the simin in the smag. He says the following. His hira, the parsha's bow. Shilo yochal tosha v'sache b'pesach. Shenemar tosha v'sache lo yochal bo. Shilo yochal tosha v'sache b'pesach. The Rambam, the Chinuch, focus on not to be machil, the Pesach, to Tosha B'Sachir, right? The Rambam, as we just read, ha-machil kazais in a Pesach, and the question of getting Malkus for that Avera. When the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Karban Pesach, the list of the detailed mitzvahs before he starts Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam, it's interesting how he counts what the mitzvahs are that are going to be contained in Hilchas Karban Pesach. So the Rambam, interesting way he puts it. Listen to the following words. Meaning mitzvah tes yud and yud aleph in the list. He has 16 mitzvahs that are connected to Karban Pesach. Aseis and los aseis. Tes, shelo yochal mimenu mishumad. Here the Rambam focuses on the person who is Jewish, who is a mishumad, not to eat. Yud, shul yachil mimenu l'tosha v'l'sachir. That you cannot give from the Karban Pesach to the tosha v'l'sachir. Yud aleph, shul yachil mimenu arel. It's interesting. The Rambam, when it comes to arel and mishuma, the Rambam focuses on the person eating. When the Rambam talks about tosha v'l'sachir, which is a non-Jew, the Rambam says, shul yachil mimenu l'tosha v'l'sachir. It's interesting, however, this is not beyond our topic, but to notice in the Rambam we just read, the Rambam talks about hamachel kezayis min haPesach to mishumad or the geritoshav. Here he focuses on being machil even with regard to mishumad. So that's a separate issue. But our focus is on a non-Jew, geritoshav, which is a non-Jew. For the Rambam, it has to do with being machil to him, and that's the issur the Torah is referring to when it says toshav esachel yochavo. By contrast, the smag right away gives us a head up. He says, "Shelo yochal tosha v'sachir b'pesach." So, what does that mean? It sounds like for the smag, the iser is an iser on the ben Noach himself. That the ben Noach himself is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So, what's the gedder of the iser? For the snag, it's an iser that now you can associate with the code of Bnei Noach. They have seven mitzvahs, but maybe they have other things that kind of get brought along as well. So you can add, if you will, to the list that they're not allowed to eat from Karban Pesach. It's an iser that's on the Bnei Noach. That's what it sounds like from the snag. For the Rambam, for the Chinuch, sounds like it's an iser for you to cause the Bnei Noach to give him from the Karban Pesach. Now, at first glance, how do you understand that idea in the Rambam? So, Masha, we have Isurim in the Torah that have to do with being machil, something to someone that's not to be given to them, like go sachilum, right? You're not allowed to be goreim for someone else to do this Isur. You know, hazik gedolim alakatanim. You're not allowed, maybe the pshat is that the guy is not supposed to eat it, but the Torah gave the Isur to the Yisrael to be quote unquote, be machshel the guy. That's one way to think about it. Although I think we may change the formulation in a little bit. But the Binchas Chinuch runs with this machlokes and comes up with a series of nafkaminas, classic Binchas Chinuch raid, whether the iser should be on the Ben Noach himself or the iser should be on being machel to the Ben Noach. So here, if you have the Binchas Chinuch, if not, I'll read it in Mitzvah Yudalit, where again, the Chinuch begins by saying shelo yachal min haPesach. It's an os beis. The Minchas Chinuch starts by quoting the smag, and he says nireh from the smag the halav hu al haochel. Aber Rambam kan harach zayin b'harav haMachaber the Chinuch sovrim the halav koi al haMachil. Frak the Minchas Chinuch. What's pshat the smag? The smag says the iser is on the Ben Noach. So really, he references the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. Let's maybe pause for a second. I'll read you the Kesef Mishnah that the Minchas Chinuch quotes. The Kesef Mishnah says, Afal gav delo ksiv ela ko ben necher lo yochal bo. What's the Lashon HaPasuk mashma? That's an iser to be machil, or it's an iser on the ochel? What's it sound like from the Lashon HaPasuk? Tosha v'sachir ko ben necher lo yochal bo is mashma on the person eating. So that's the ha'ara of the Kesef Mishnah. It says ko ben necher lo yochal bo, tosha v'sachir lo yochal bo. Mashma l'rabbeinu, but the Rambam took that to mean the low-witted who mazir, the goyim lo chayshi l'may de mazir kra. The non-Jews, they don't pay attention to what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk by Karban Pesach says goy should need it. What do I have to do with them? Elo l'yisrael mazir, shelo yachilum, v'kari bei lo yachil. So the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning the Rambam, it's like because non-Jews are not really concerned with what the Torah says about what they do, so merely you have to interpret the lo yochal bo to mean that we can't be machil them. But then he adds an interesting akuda. So now the Rambam told us there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? L'chayra, it's a lav, and pashtus, you can have a mice involved if you take the food and you give it to them and you put it in their mouth, as opposed to them putting it in front of them and them eating it. If you put it in their mouth, you did a mice. So why is there no malchus in any case? It says, Mikom Malkum Kevan de Lok Si Behed Yalo Sachilam in Lokinala. What does that mean? It doesn't say Lo Sachilam. It says Lo Yochalbo. So that's why there's no malchus. That needs a hesber, what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Kesef Mishnah. He says, the Smag says it's an Isser on the guy. So he says, you could argue that the goy has a tzivui, not like the Kesef Mishnah thinks that he doesn't listen. After all, we have mitzvahs that are specific to Bnei Noach. Goyim nitztavu are kama mitzvahs, maybe hachanami. But he says we don't find in the sugyas in Sanhedrin about Bnei Noach that you can add to the list of seven mitzvahs that they can't eat Korban Pesach. Like we find Ivan Menachai is an Isser Bnei Noach to eat. The Kol Mitzvah Shulon Nitztavu, but we don't find there's an Isser to eat Korban Pesach. But then says the Sma, that says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a remez, he calls it a remez, to the Shita Sasmag. That a goy ba'atma mitzuveh. And what's the remez? Psachim dav gimel medeis. Ahu arama, this story of our Gemara, Batku Basrei, and they found he was a non-Jew, Bekadluhu, Amai Kadluhu, and made no Muzer al zeh. But das hasmag, dehu atzmo Muzer al zeh, as a rasan zuim yisasan, that's why they can kill him. So maybe that's why in our Gemara, they can kill him because of the Aveira that he did, it's his Aveira. But if you assume it's the Aveira of what? The Aveira of the being machil, then what does that do with him? Lemaisa, he wants to have, he has an arichas here. What kind of nafkaminas could you have? So he has, for example, we can be mefakpik on these nafkaminas, but this is how he wants to formulate it. Let's say the goy is a cherisho to the katan. Would there be an issa to be machil from the Korban Pesach to a goy who's a cherisho to the katan? If the issa is on the goy himself, so he's not a bardas. So he's not mitzuvah, just like by a Jew who's a cheshad v'katan would not be mitzuvah. So mistama non-Jew cheshad v'katan would not be mitzuvah either. Now katan is not simple because it could be that the age of katan is for Bnei Noach is not going to be totally in 13. But all right, cheresh v'shota, let's say. So that's one possibility. According to the Smag, he says there'd be no iser. According to the Rambam, so why do I care who he is? You can't give him anyway. It's interesting. Another nafkamina, pachas mikazayis. What did the Rambam say? I read you the Rambam. How much do you have to give to violate it? The Rambam seems to say a kezayis. The shiurim were given for Kal Yisrael. If the iser was for Kal Yisrael not to be machil, then I understand why it's a kezayis. If the iser is for Ben Noach not to eat, like the smag, then why should the shiur be kezayis? There's no shiurim of kezayis for Ben Noach. if a menachai, for example, whatever it is, you don't need a kezayis. These are a number of nafkaminas that he wants to say. So Lamaisa, he has a Gemara, our Gemara that at first glance is a riot to the smug. So he says, let's be doche. Yeah, and the kasha, yes, and the smug is not so terrible. The Gemara doesn't mention every example of Yisurim, of B'nei Noach. Goisha Shavas Chayim Misa, the Gemara says, is not listed for a reason, because there the Isser is for him to rest. So the Aveira is happening when he does work. So it's the opposite of most of the B'nei Noach are a function of the Aveira. Sorry, he's opened that veil when he doesn't work. Most of the mitzvah in Noach, you have to do a maisa, and then you violate the Shem mitzvah in Noach. That's listed as Shem mitzvahs. But here, the Torah is requiring you to do a maisa, kumba asay, and you violate it passively, so it doesn't get mentioned. So I'll tell you another formulation. Since this mitzvah is specific to the Tama Beis HaMikdash, so whatever's listed are things that are Noe Gedoros, not what's not Noe Gedoros. So the smack could always hold that there's an Isser on B'nei Noach, and it doesn't get listed in the Rishima of Shemitz B'nei Noach. So the Chor Ar Gemara will be a riot to the smack. So let's be doche the riot. Let's say, in a riot Gemura, they found out he's a guy. And they found out that he's a guy that's violating Shemitz B'nei Noach. And they try him based on the crimes of Shemitz B'nei Noach, and that's why they killed him. Ayin Ramban, Pashas Vayishlach, Gabi Shechem. The famous Machok is Ram and the Ramban, why the Anshei Shechem were Chayiv Misa. The Rambam had to figure out because Shechem was violating Gezel, and nobody tried him for it, and therefore they all violated Dinim because they didn't try Shechem a second. So that's why the Rambam says he were Chayiv Misa. The Ramban says, what do you need to figure out a Chayiv Misa? They're all Obi Aver Nazara, they're all doing Averis of B'nei Noach. Yes, Yoni.
If the guy is mitzuva, according to the smag, shouldn't there be also an Isser of Machal because of the neighbor?
It's a good point. That's a good point. It could also be, just like you can't give if a menachai of B'nei Noach, but that wouldn't be counted under the Isser of Kabanechal Yochel, though. That would be a separate Isser in Chanami. You could talk about B'nei Iver. You're quite right. That's true. B'nei Noach eating Eiv Menachai would also entail if Eiv on a part of the Jew who gave him Eiv Menachai. That's one of the examples of the Braisa. Either way, though, in order to justify the Chiyuv Misa for this person, so at first glance, you could say because his Aveira that he ate from the Karban Pesach, unless you're bidoche by saying that it was based on other Aveiras that he did. Yes, Barak Noam, yes.
So even if it were lifnei iver, but isn't it in this case, it's not really relevant because he tricked them into thinking, obviously they didn't do it on purpose to try to mess them over.
Yes. In terms of Yoni's question, right, chor lifnei iver would only be if you're aware that you're doing it, right? They would violate lifnei iver, the shogi ba'ones and chenami. It could be that's not that they really violated lifnei iver, but it's irrelevant to our point. The point is they killed him based on something. There had to be grounds for the onus. Then there's a wild chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in a paragraph or two later, why you could explain our Gemara even according to Shitas HaRambam and the Chinuch, that the Isser is not an Isser on the Gavra himself, on the Ben Noach. The Isser is on being Machil. So on what grounds were they able to kill him? It's not his Aveira. The Aveira had to do with the fact that they were Machil him. They didn't know, right? But meanwhile, why is he Chayiv Misa? So he wants to say a wild chiddush. He says, because of Gezel. How do you get to Gezel? So he has to make a cheshbon. Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, we know the murim are put on the Mizbeach, and the basar is eaten, in the case of a Pesach or Shlom, it's eaten by Yisrael, by the Bailim. But he says, he wants to say that after the Shechita, basically, the basar, the money, the mamonis of this karban, of the kachim kalim, is technically mamon gavoa. It's technically belonging to Hegdish, but everyone has a schus to eat mamon gavoa, that which Hashem is giving permission, so to speak, for everyone to partake. That's called mishulchan gavoa kazachu l'achila. In other words, he brings a Rashi and Kedusha to this effect. You couldn't be Makadesh and Isha with Basar, with your Chelek of Kachin Kalim. Let's say you bring a Karban Shlamim. And now, as part of the Karban Shlamim, you and the family are going to have the rights to eat the meat from the Basar Shlamim. can you take a piece of basar shlamim that's worth a pruta and go to a woman and be mekadesh the woman, harei mekudeshesli, with this mamon that I own? The answer is, Rashi Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, no. Why? Because it's not the etzem your mamon. It's really a machokis tanoim that kachim kam mamon. He's going to go with the shita that it's mamon. It's basically mamon gavoa. But mishuchan gavoa kazachu. Hashamayim give you permission to eat. You have a schus to eat the basa, but only that and nothing more. So it's not your mamonis. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Kein Nireh, what happens if a guy is going to eat Kachim Kalim Shlamim or Pesach? He has violated Gezel. Why is he violating Gezel? Because a Ben Noach in Mitzvah on Gezel, whether it's Gezel Hedyot or whether it's Gezel Gavoa, only Klal Yisrael that Hashem gave permission to eat it, so it's not Gezel. To the contrary, the terms are that it's for you to eat. But for someone who the Torah says is not supposed to eat from it, and you're not supposed to give them to eat from it, the Torah never gave the Zechia to the non-Jew to eat from Karban Pesach. So a goy she'achal kachim kalin, which is mamon gavoa, is gezel, which is therefore a violation of one of the Sheva mitzvahs, which is gezel, v'chayev misa la gezel, afil pachat v'shava pruta, and that's why they killed him, because he was over on Isser gezel, that Ben Noach is mitzvah on gezel. Fascinating chidush here in the Minchas Chinuch, Simen mitzvah yudalet. So again, different possibilities. This machlokas, the Rambam and the Smag, the Chinuch is on the side of the Rambam, and how it affects our Gemara. The Inyan itself, though, I think there's a third possibility that maybe Minchas Chinuch is not entertaining in terms of the nature of this Isser. And if we say this, it may in some way limit the machlokas between the Smag and the Rambam and some of the nafkaminas that we said before Minchas Chinuch thought would be a nafkamina. So far, we've been assuming that the nature of the Isser is either an Isser and the Gavra, the Ben Noach, to eat. So somehow in the middle of Hilchos Karban Pesach, the Torah gives you an Isser B'nei Noach. Tag it on to the mitzvah B'nei Noach. Okay, it's not listed because it's only Noeg B'zman HaBayis. It's a mitzvah B'nei Noach, an Isser that they have. One side. The other side, it's a mitzvah, an Isser for Yisrael to be machshil, to be ma'achil to Ben Noach. Maybe the nature of the Isser is not per se the Isser on the Gavra to eat, nor is it per se an Isser on the Yisrael to be ma'achil. Maybe the pshat is something else. And this, in line of what we were discussing yesterday, Benogea, the mitzvah sachila of Kodshim, of Lechem Aponim, and Menachos, and the Shir Kazayis. Maybe the way to understand this halacha is halacha in the cheftza of the Karban Pesach. The Torah is giving you halachas of Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach has to be eaten at night, Le'el Tezvav, has to be tzuli eish, it shouldn't be basha mabusha b'mayim. All the details of Karban Pesach, and b'vayisecha di'achel, and all these things. And part of the halacha of Karban Pesach is that it should be eaten not by an angel, but by Yisrael. It's not the etzem and iser on the Ben Noach as an individual, and it's not necessarily the etzem and iser being machil. Of course, when you're machil, you're violating that iser because the Torah says the Karban Pesach should be eaten only by a Jew and not by Ben Echar. So memela, you're going to be violating the Isser by giving it to the Ben Noach. So the machlokas of the Ram and the Smag is not as sharply defined as we said it. It's a question of emphasis. The Torah is giving us halacha about Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach should not be eaten by Ben Necher. Does that mean that when the Ben Necher eats it, he is in a certain sense violating that restriction that the Torah gave about the Karban Pesach, not to be eaten by the Ben Echar, so it becomes ki'ilu his aveira? Or does that halacha of Karban Pesach, not to be eaten by Ben Echar, ultimately trace itself, therefore, to the Jew, recognize that the Torah doesn't want to be eaten by a ben echar, by a toshav esachet, by a guy, therefore, make sure not to give it to him. But it's not isser of being ma'achil. It's not an isser of los achilum that your gorim, he ate it. Your violation is a violation of the terms of the Karban Pesach. So, l'mashal, the Minchas Chinuch was saying, maybe a nafkamina, does it have to be a kezayis? It would depend. If it's an isser on ben noach, it doesn't have to be a kezayis. If it's an isser on being machil, it's got to be a kezayis. L'chayra, if it's a loch in the Karban Pesach itself, so there won't be a nafkamina. Either you need a kezayis, you don't need a kezayis. Mistama, you don't need a kezayis. The Torah does it, or maybe you do need a kezayis. I mean, you can argue whatever it is, but it's not going to depend on the Smag and the Rambam. It's a halach in Karban Pesach, not to have it given to a ben noach. So thinking, if you think of it that way, then you can also understand why the Rambam says that there's no malchus. The Kesef Mishnah says, why is there no malchus? Because the Lashon HaPasuk, the Pasuk Pshat, it doesn't say lo sachilum, ein lokin alav. If the Torah was meaning to give an iser, do not eat the carbon, do not give to eat of the carbon Pesach, that's a maisa that the Torah asked that maisa for itself. And if the maisa of giving the food to him is violated, then there could be malchus. But if the whole halacha is halacha of the dine carbon Pesach, that's the basic halacha. So then maybe that's what the Chesed Mishnah means. That's why the Rambam says there's no malchus, even if you yourself gave it to him, because it's the issue is that the Karban Pesach was eaten by someone the Torah didn't want to eat it. So just thinking a machshava that it's not necessarily either or in the way that the Minchas Chinuch is presenting it, it's halacha more of the cheftza than in terms of either the gavra, the Yisrael, or the who's machil, or the gavra, the guy who's eating. It's halacha mitzad the cheftza Karban Pesach. Now the question is, who are you going to pin the aveira on? The aveira that the Karban Pesach was eaten by Ben Noach. The Torah didn't want to be eaten by Ben Noach. So who ultimately is the one that's the responsible party for letting that happen? That's the Nekudas HaMachokas between the Smag and the Rambam.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, so any type of nafamina, or is it just who technically causes the aveira to happen? Is there any like type of nafamina, like halachically?
I mean, I could tell you if you want, maybe back to our Gemara. No, it's the question of Mechas Chinuch, why did they kill him? So the Mechas Chinuch is trying to find a particular aveira that the Ben Noach did that would warrant his chi of Misa. So if you hear all that the smag, then the aveira was that he violated his lav not to eat the Karban Pesach. If it was the general aveira, like Shev Mitzvah Noach, if it was Gezel, because of the fact that it's Mama Gavoa, maybe the answer is that they killed him because there was a violation of the halacha of the Karban, even if it's not a lav per se on him. It's a bitul of the mitzvah of Karban, and he was mevatel through him the Torah. The Karban Pesach did not, the halachas would not carry out as per the instructions of the Torah. Maybe that itself is a machayev of misa. Maybe. It doesn't have to be based on the particular iser of the person. It could be that the carbon has halachas. And the fact that the Karban Pesach was not fulfilled according to the halachas of the Torah, maybe that's enough grounds to machayev of misa. Maybe. It's a bitul din of the Torah. He's going a bitul din in the Torah. You hear? Avigdor, yes? No?
I think I gotta think about it more, but it's just saying that basically that if it was like the smog, then it would then he would be Mechaiva Misa, and then if it's
That's how we started. The Minchas Chinuch thought the pashtus, that our Gemara would be a remez. He quoted a remez to the Shitas HaSmag. And then, if you want to deflect the Raya, you have to find some other grounds to Mechayev Misa. So you'll say Ben Noach for the other Shev Mitzvahs, or because of Gezel, as he says. But it could be that really, the question really is more, is the halacha that the Torah gave us about the chetz of the Korban Pesach, does that have a derivative that spills over to the Ben Noach himself? So it doesn't, it's not defined in terms of its classification inherently as something that you want to add on to the seven mitzvahs. The way the Midrash Chinuch looked at it is ki'ilu, you have an aveira of Aviv Menachaya Ben Noach, and there's an aveira that you can now add to the list of a Ben Noach Nati Karm Pesach. The way we're suggesting, even according to the Smag, it's not viewed as ki'ilu, there's a separate defined mitzvah for the Ben Noach Nati Karm Pesach. It's that the Torah told us about Karm Pesach, it shall not be eaten by Ben Noach. Now, how does that translate into responsibilities in terms of the relevant parties? For the Rambam, for the Chinuch, it translates into the Yisrael not being machil, because thereby they're being mevatel that halacha that Torah stated about the Korban Pesach. According to the Smag, that halacha of Korban Pesach would willy-nilly end up being machayiv the Ben Noach to be careful about that detail, because since it's about him, so it becomes now a responsibility of his as well. But not that it starts off mitzad the gavra. It starts off mitzad the chefza, and then it just ends up becoming nogea him as well. It's a different way to think about it. According to what we're saying, if he's a cherisho to the katan, so it could be the same isser. Because if it's about the gavra not eating Korban Pesach, so someone who's Cherishota, so he's a Ben Noach, he's not a Bardas. He's not a Bardas, so he's not Mitzuve. But here, the Tzivoy, quote unquote, is really derived from the halacha of Korban Pesach. It should not be eaten by a Ben Noach. So why do I care if he's a Bardas, not a Bardas? The halacha is, the Torah does not want it to be eaten by such a person who's not Jewish. So the nafkamina of Cherishot V'Katan should not necessarily hold. You know, this is the mahalach I'm suggesting. If so, one of the achronim wants to go in this direction, I think there's a lot to think about based on this machlokas. Okay, Rabosei, that's good for Pesachim. Yeah, let's take a little time and talk about.